Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Minnesota imposing a mandatory curfew to contain rioting. Will Smith, the actor, stopped shooting his latest movie in Georgia. Michigan shuts down as COVID surges. 3 in 5 Americans gained weight during the pandemic. The U.S. poverty rate rises at the fastest pace in 50 years. Also ahead, race relations in America. Can they ever get better? But first, members of the National Guard enforcing a mandatory 7 p.m. curfew in Minneapolis after rioters looted stores and destroyed property. That happened after a police officer killed a 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop. Body cam footage shows the officer apparently confusing her firearm for a taser. Obviously, this is extremely troubling, and I will have a commentary on it coming up. Actor Will Smith confirming he plans to pull the production of his latest film from Georgia because of the new voting law. The movie called Emancipation tells the story of a runaway slave. Said Mr. Smith, quote, "We cannot in good conscience provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws and restricts voter access," unquote. But in my opinion, the Georgia voting law does not do that. The CDC recommending more shutdowns in Michigan as new infections jumped 375% in the last month. Governor Whitmer asking all high schools to close for 2 weeks. Health officials there requesting more doses of the vaccine from the federal government to slow the transmission. New survey from WebMD showing a majority of U.S. adults have gained between 15 and 20 pounds during the pandemic. According to the survey, 68% are snacking more, 55% are working out less, and a third are drinking more alcohol. Also, sales at fast food restaurants up double digits in the last 12 months. Well, the end of 2020 brought the sharpest rise in the American poverty rate since the 1960s. Economists at the University of Chicago report a 3% jump since October, meaning about 8 million more citizens are now considered poor. Black Americans 3 times more likely to live beneath the poverty level than whites. All of this is due to the pandemic wiping out many jobs. In a moment, tensions high after another unarmed black man killed by police. Analysis next. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The shooting Sunday of 20-year-old Dante Wright by a Brooklyn, Minnesota police officer, 26 years on the job, was totally unnecessary, and fair-minded Americans should be thinking hard about this. The female officer apparently got her real gun mixed up with her taser. Mr. Wright was pulled over because he had an expired tag, and when police ran him, they found he had an outstanding warrant on an illegal gun beef, which is serious. Now, the fatal mistake shooting Mr. Wright was captured on the body cam of the officer. And she said, taser. But if you know what firearms are and what tasers are, it's hard to make that kind of a mistake. However, what I think happened, based upon my analysis of the videotape, is that the officer panicked. She has now been placed on administrative leave, and she is through as a law enforcement officer. I don't think this was a racial attack by the cop. I don't think she said, well, there's a black man, I'm going to shoot him. That would be insane. just crazy. I think she got overexcited. That's what I think happened. I could be wrong, but I looked at that videotape pretty closely, and I heard the tone of voice. I think the woman just got overly excited and didn't know what she was doing, and police officers cannot have that. We can't have armed people who lose control of themselves in stressful situations. So what happens now? Well, many people who hate America, of both colors, all colors, always use horrible situations like the death of Dante Wright to try to destroy the structure of the country. And that's happening now. And many in the media encourage that destruction. That's the big change. In the last 10 years, we have had a media that despises the United States of America. And it justifies looting, burning, threatening people, even hurting people in the name of protest. But the real question is, can race relations between blacks and whites ever get better? And I'm sorry to tell you, in my lifetime, I don't think race relations will improve. There's too much bitterness. There's too much misunderstanding, and there's too much crime. And it is an explosive mix. So what should you, the fair-minded, good American, do? It's very simple. Here's what I do. I treat everybody with respect. I don't care what their skin color is. I assume they are good people until they show me something different. Now, the police can't do that. The police are looking for people who would hurt you to try to stop it. But for civilians, very simple. Treat everyone with respect. That's all you can do. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more fair and honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star game from Atlanta this month after Republicans in Georgia passed a voting security bill. Woke corporations like Coca-Cola and others swiftly backed the MLB boycott. Now, the decision will cost the Peach State about $100 million in lost revenue, directly hurting minority-owned businesses in Atlanta because 52% of the population there is black. Amid the outrage, far-left activists are apparently unaware that many blue states have election laws more restrictive than Georgia. Here are some examples. First up, New York. Georgia's new voting law offers 17 days of early voting and mandates two Saturdays. Individual counties have the option to add two Sundays as well. That is reasonable. Well, in 2019, New York Governor Cuomo signed a bill allowing 9 days of early in-person voting. Georgia also allows all residents to obtain absentee ballots, all of them. New York, you have to have a valid reason to vote from home. You have to have proof you need an absentee ballot. Both Georgia and New York ban people from giving handouts to folks as they wait on the voting line. Next stop, Colorado, where the All-Star game is now going to be played. Both Georgia and Colorado require some form of identification for residents to cast a ballot. Colorado offers 15 days of early voting compared to, as I said, Georgia's 17. In Rhode Island, residents must show a valid ID and can only vote by mail for pre-approved medical conditions or other physical limitations. Similar laws exist in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Virginia, Nevada, all states won by Joe Biden last November. The truth is, there is nothing actually racist in Georgia's new voting law. In 2020, it took the Peach State 16 days to certify the presidential count. That can't be allowed to happen again. So the state is tightening up the process. It's about taking control, not excluding anyone based on skin color. Finally, Canada requires an ID to vote. You have to have one in order to cast a ballot. So how about that, baseball people? Hello, Toronto Blue Jays. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.